Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. We are about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we're going to be checking in with Phil Johnson and also Tracy Johnson, and talk about some fundraising things going on right now as we continue to build. Anybody that drives by Mason City High School knows there's a major construction project going on right now, and I think I've got the guys together on the live line. Are you there with me, Phil?
We are, absolutely. We came within about 2 seconds of not being with you, I'll tell you that. We have a new phone system here, so it's kind of an adventure, but we made it, didn't we, Tracy?
Yes, we did.
Oh, awesome. That is so good.
It is good.
Well, a welcome on air with for you guys. I know, Phil, you had touched base with me recently, and you were saying that you wanted to bring us up to date, and as I started to say, anybody that drives by Mason City High School knows there's a construction project going on to upgrade and build some beautiful additions to the athletic facilities at Mason City High School. And along with that, there's another special fundraising thing that's happening that you guys are quite involved with.
That's right, Tim. We're having a fundraising called The Future Is Now, and what this is, it's raising money for the equipment that's going to go in this beautiful facility, because if you've got a beautiful facility like this is going to be, well, you have to have first-class equipment, and that's what we're working hard on. Currently, our campaign started March 15th, which is about 2 months ago, and we're at $230,950 in contributions, either cash or pledges, right now, and there's a lot more out there. And Tim, this is just another example of how this community really, really bows their neck when something really, really great like this comes up, and our community really supports it, and the response has just been fantastic.
It just sounds like you know to get that kind of a head start and a jump, you got to be really, really excited.
Well, we are excited, but you know, we got a lot of wood yet to cut here, because the goal is to have 400,000 by the 1st of October, and then raise the remainder of that by March 1st of 2022, because, you know, Tracy can address this, but a number of these companies that he's going to be buying equipment from, they'd like to have a check, you know, for a partial deposit or whatever for this equipment when he orders it. So Phil Johnson and his committee, we need to do our job to make sure that there's money in the checking account there.
Phil, what do people need to do then? I mean, how do they make a donation? I know how it's done, but tell everybody how they can make that happen.
Sure. Well, there are brochures and contribution forms at Hy-Vee East and Hy-Vee West, as well as Decker Sports, and at our company here, Wealth Partners, which is the third floor of the brick and tile building. Or they can go online and go to our MohawksFuture.org, and they can contribute online, and also in the upper right-hand corner of the website, they'll see the word resources, and they can touch that, and that will bring up our PowerPoint presentation, so they'll be able to see what this is going to look like, you know, when it's all finished, as well as a copy of our brochure. So they can either do it by hard copy, or they can do it online and put their contribution on the credit card.
Tracy Johnson, you got to be pretty excited too, seeing the community jump on board right up front with this kind of financial support, making this kind of a thing happen right before our very eyes.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I know when I first came and we knew that this was going to happen, the original thing we talked about is we need to get some upgrade our weight room equipment and some other things that were happening. So It started out kind of, from my perspective, kind of small, and I knew I reached out to Phil a little bit, and when Phil takes over things, it all goes well, and it's been amazing to see where we're at so far. I initially thought if we could get a couple hundred thousand, we would be doing great. And you know, we're already there 2 months in. We've got a lot of time left and a lot of exciting things coming up that will help us get closer to that goal. And, you know, the bottom line, it's for the kids and it's for the community. I think the one thing that the community may not understand is the ability to increase just even the revenue of people coming in and being able to show off Mason City when we have regional tournaments for youth basketball. You know, we're going to have one of the few indoor track facilities in the state at the high school level that's a high school only. You know, that's the nice thing about some of the others that are community and school shared. This is going to be the high school only facility, so we can bring in you know, local, you know, conference track meets indoors, and so there's going to be a lot of things going on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think anybody that's been involved with any kind of fundraising will be able to tell you that it is all about the numbers and the numbers of people that can and will contribute. And often it's not the size. Often it can really be the numbers. So if somebody doesn't have, they hear you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're thinking, well, I can't do that. But many people can give smaller amounts that can help add things up.
That's absolutely right, Tim. And, you know, Carol and I, we go for walks, and at least two times a week we'll walk around the high school there. And you know, we comment every time we go around there that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to really feel good about this because they've had a small part in helping to make this happen. And that is really rewarding, and that's encouraging. And, you know, that's why we do things like this, because it really does take a village, you know, to make this happen. Just to go along with what Tracy just said, Lisa Unick is our grant writer, and she emailed me this is from the state of Iowa. For every youth athlete, 2.5 other family members will attend. This is when you have a sporting event in a facility like ours. 2.5 other family members will attend for a total of 3.5 people at a rate of $142 each for an overnight stay, which equals, you rounded up to $500. So if there's 60 participants, that's $30,000 for the community. Well, there'll be way more than 60 participants there, but I was absolutely shocked at those numbers, that if there's 60 participants, that brings $30,000 into the community. So our community really, you know, they're really going to benefit from what's going on, as well as the students, the student athletes, our teams, and everybody. But it's just a win-win for everybody here.
Well, Phil or Tracy, either one, you're going to answer. Maybe you can bring me up to date on a couple of things. First of all, I know we have a special groundbreaking ceremony this week. What can people expect there?
Well, and I know on Wednesday afternoon about noon, they're going to have an official groundbreaking ceremony. I mean, obviously, if they've driven by, there's been a lot of progress. And as you even mentioned to Phil this morning, that we can kind of see the footprint for one of our rooms already there on the backside of the field of the gym there. They've got walls up, and so it's going quickly, but they'll have the official groundbreaking ceremony at noon on Wednesday. We'll have some athletes there, some student athletes there, some students, other members, and Phil will be there. I will actually, I'm going to miss that, but the nice thing is, kind of going along with this, the new facility, the new conference, we have our first workshop for our new conference to get those things started. So a lot of good things happening.
I know I'm looking forward to attending myself and watching some dirt be turned officially. And then the other thing I was going to ask about was, you know, we had the announcement that Barry Alvarez would be coming, and a special event coming up this fall. Any more information that you can tell people about there?
Well, we're going to, Tim, that event is going to be Thursday, September 30th, and Barry's coming back, and at 4 o'clock, he's scheduled to speak to our football team, and then at 5 o'clock, be down at the Music Man Square for a meet and greet until 6 o'clock, and then we're going to, you know, in the meantime, we're going to have pictures and things like that, and a bunch of guys from the 78 football team will be coming back, and we're, you know, there'll be a lot of pictures taken and a lot of fun there, and then we're going to have a dinner beginning at 7, probably about 6:30, 7 o'clock there, where Tim Fleming will be our MC, and Barry will be speaking, and we'll have a live auction, and, you know, the whole thing is intended to be a fundraiser, but it's also going to be a great thing for our community where people can get together, because, you know, life is all about relationships, and it's just going to be a really, really a fun time, and we're really looking forward to it, and it's just great that Barry's coming back. And, you know, in his retirement, when he announced his retirement, et cetera, why he said that winning the state championships in 1978, basically high school, was equal to winning the Rose Bowl. And that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy lumber right there. So, you know, he's got a soft place in his heart for Mason City.
Yeah, it should be fun, exciting. And obviously there's plenty of time before we get to that point. But will you have tickets to be purchased in advance? That type of thing, Phil.
We will. Yeah, we'll have an RSVP starting probably 6 weeks prior, and we'll have a big, you know, big advertising campaign so everybody, you know, knows what's going to happen and this and that. But everybody that I've talked to that I see on the street or in church or whatever, and we talk about this event, there's just a lot of excitement. So we anticipate that there will probably be 300 to 400 people at this event, because it's going to be a great time to you know, for people to donate to our cause. But you know, along with that, see Barry, have your picture taken with Barry, you know, meet the coaches, meet everybody. And along with that, I want to say, you know, Tracy and Dave Versteeg have just shown tremendous leadership in this project, because if we didn't have that, why, you know, it wouldn't work. And we've got a tremendous committee, and Gene Gordon and Mary, you know, McCuskey Simpson and John Hugo and Martin Mangle and Doug Opheim, and Lisa Unique does great on grant work. And Loris Long is going to be working with the restaurants and the hotels and motels, because they're going to benefit from this. And Linda Muth and Jane Swartz, you know, they're handling this, the alumni battle of the classes, if you will. And then Mariah Whitehurst, you know, she's with All About Advertising. She's been a really big help with us in promoting things. So, and you're a big help to this, Tim. And, you know, it really takes a village to make this happen.
Looking forward to it.
And one thing, just kind of thrown with the Coach Alvarez coming back, that's actually, it worked out perfectly. That's a Thursday night. Our homecoming matchup is Friday. So our homecoming football game will be October 1st. So Coach Alvarez will be here on that Thursday night before. And so he hosts Waterloo East for homecoming on October 1st. So kind of neat that it ties in a little bit with our homecoming week.
Oh, that'll be outstanding. That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, you guys, you're working around some pretty magical times right now when you look at the construction and everything that's happening and all of the fundraising stuff. It's I'm sure you both every now and then just sit back and smile a little bit.
Well, we really smile when it's up and it's paid for, Tim, put it like that. but you know, it's so much fun. And, you know, everything you do, it's got to be fun. And it's just such a fun project to work on, because you can just imagine what this is going to look like. And when we have the, you know, the grand opening, the 1st of July, you know, thereabouts the 1st of July of 2022, and Tracy and Dave and these people cut the ribbon, if you will, and there's going to be a lot of people coming back, and it's going to be a game changer here for, you know, for our community. There's no doubt about it.
Fantastic stuff. Anything else you guys needed to touch on today that you wanted to get said that we let everybody know about?
No, I'm good. How about you, Tracy?
I think we're good. We're just excited, and again, I want to thank Phil and the committee, because without their work, this wouldn't happen. So appreciate everything that the community's doing, and you know, we couldn't do it alone. So we appreciate everything that everybody's doing.
All right. Thanks for your help too, Tim. It takes a village to make it happen.
No problem. Anytime you need something, just call 1-800-FLEMING.
There you go. Well, we could use about 500,000, Tim.
That's exactly what we need. Yeah. We could just have our fundraising coordinator make that call to you.
Tim, I've got a couple meetings here, but I could not be at these meetings and stop on pickup of check, you know, for right now for 500,000 if you're so inclined.
a check was sent. It's not that, though.
There you go. Well, we appreciate it, Tim.
Hey, no problem. Yes, guys, thanks a bunch for touching base. We'll be talking to you real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks again.
Thanks. See you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Phil Johnson, Tracy Johnson with us this morning on AM 1300 KGLO, getting it set for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.